Welcome to KDVS 90.3 FM Davis. My name is Dr. Andy, and it's Wednesday afternoon at 5. This must be Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Thanks very much for tuning into your local campus and community radio station. I've got two creative professionals who I'm eager to introduce you to this afternoon. Bill Gaynor is on the live line. I'll tell you about him in just a moment. But also, Lloyd Waldo is right here live in the studio. Lloyd, why don't you say hi?
Hey there, folks.
Excellent. We're going to hear from Lloyd Waldo in the second half of this program, so make sure that you stick around for that. But first, we're going to hear from Bill Gaynor. Those of you who know the local poetry scene will know the name Bill Gaynor. He's the author of a number of books. He's a promoter of other people's books. He is an established poet locally, as well as a very entertaining reader of his own poetry. We're going to get a sense of all of that in the first half of this show, and we're going to talk about his new book, A Note in the Window, a brand new book from Bill Gaynor, just out this week. I imagine you can purchase it now, wherever it is you buy your poetry. We're going to find out some reasons why when we come back with the opening guest, Bill Gaynor, here on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
No matter what you think, you never frown on baby Brown. If you keep your decision, there's a song from John Brenda. It says 17, there's none in town like baby Brown. If you keep your decision, she's giving birth. But there's certain things you know the man. You can't help but you make that certain ring down on the man. She's always passing with her, saying what I mean. Oh, my money's down on baby Brown.
This hour of KDVS programming is brought to you by Doctors Clinic for Men in Sacramento. Doctors Clinic for Men assists those unable to perform sexually to their own or partner's satisfaction. Treatments are offered which can resolve both premature ejaculation and erectile dysfunction. Doctors Clinic for Men's medication consists of only FDA-approved agents, and its staff has over 15 years' experience in this area of medicine. Confidential visits are conducted at the California Sutter Building, 28th and J Street, in Sacramento. The office can be reached at 916-551-1595 or toll-free at 877-493-8839. On the web at www.doctorsclinicformen.com.
Look out, look out! It's the Bible drag. Cease!
Welcome back, everyone, to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Lloyd Waldo is going to join us in the second half of this show, but right now, I'm very pleased that on the live line is Bill Gaynor. Bill Gaynor has contributed to the literary scene as a writer, an editor, a promoter, a publicist, and most notably for this radio show, as a poet. He's a co-founder and current board member of the Nevada County Poetry Series. Bill Gaynor has read and worked with a wide range of poets and writers, including readings on KUSF Radio with the National Book Award recipient and punk rocker Patti Smith, as well as performances with California's poet laureate, I should say, former poet laureate, Al Young. Bill Gaynor keeps a list, The Women I Will Love Forever. There's a good chance that you might be on it, maybe a 50% chance, let's say. If you want to find out more about Bill Gaynor, then visit BillGaynor.com. He's got a new book out. It's called A Note in the Window, and he'll be giving some readings in support of that new book. But first, let's meet Bill Gaynor. Bill, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Hey, thanks for having me. This is wonderful. You know, I love to do these things.
Well, it's great to have you here. I know that you've done radio before, and I know that your part of California is especially well known for its innovative radio programming.
Yeah.
So you've got a new book out. It's called A Note in the Window. Tell me about this book, starting with the publisher and where one might be able to pick up a copy.
Right now, they're available. Let me start right there. They're available on Amazon pretty much only. We haven't even got it up on the website yet. And we probably won't take it to the bookstores. What it is, it's kind of an experiment, and I was chosen to be the experiment, which I was really thrilled about. I edit for R.L. Crow. I'm sure you know they did Josh Fernandez's book.
Yeah, terrific book.
Yeah, that's going crazy. Anyway, what we wanted to do there, or what they wanted to do, was come out with something that they could do in a smaller run, you know, just a few hundred copies rather than a couple of thousand, and a smaller book, you know, something that just could get out there. And I was chosen to be the first guy in the experiment, so I was thrilled about that. And it's an incredible little book. I really love it. I love how it got put together, and it's a little perfect bound book. It's mass market size. You know, it's the 4x6¾ or whatever it is.
Right.
Pocket size, you know. And it's just, so far it's going nuts. I completely expect it to sell out probably by the end of the month or the end of next month. And so it's just going crazy, and I'm loving that part of it myself.
That's great. Well, I know that you've done your part as a promoter for other people's work for a number of years. I've also enjoyed hearing you read in Davis as well as in Sacramento. And so it seems logical that a press would turn to you, because I know that you're a writer who writes often and who's always got new work to share.
Yeah, well, we try. You know, we get out there and make as much noise as we can. And, you know, also, you know me well in that end of it, that I like to support other writers as well, and we really do that. And that's part of the gig I'm doing now, is I'm hosting twice a month down at The Shine in Sacramento on the second and fourth Wednesdays. And that we're bringing a lot of people in there and having a lot of fun over there.
That's terrific, because here in Davis, you might have read that Wednesday night is losing its regular poetry reading. For a long time, it was first and third Wednesdays at Bistro 33. Now, Poetry Night is moving from Bistro 33 over to the John Itzulis Gallery, and tonight will be our last Bistro 33 reading, and it will be with none other than the Sacramento Poet Laureate, Bob Stanley.
Yeah, I'm thrilled that he's reading for. I'm really sorry to hear that the Bistro is not doing readings anymore, because that was a wonderful venue to have stuff happen at.
I certainly enjoyed all of those readings, but as you might know, the John Itzulis Gallery is also terrific with all of the California, mostly California artists have their work up on the wall, and room for even larger crowds.
Yeah, I've had the opportunity to read there, and it's a wonderful venue. It's really neat, because you not only have the people on the floor with you, but there's a mezzanine up there with a lot of folks sitting watching. So you guys fit a lot of folks in that joint.
Absolutely. Well, tell me more, Bill Gaynor, about your vision for your most recent book, A Note in the Window. Is there a way that you can sum up or represent what this book does?
Well, you know, I kind of got a dear friend of mine, Ann Minnebroker, quite a few years ago, hung this odd little label on me, being the pulp poet, which I got a kick out of, and we never did anything with it. So we chose a bunch of small story poems and put them in here, and kind of went with that theme all through this little book. And in fact, it even says pulp poems on the cover. And it was a lot of fun putting it together. Some of the poems are newer poems. Some of the poems are older poems. You know, some of them are short poems. I love short poems. They're difficult to write.
Right.
You got to get in and get out very quickly. But they also can be quite a bit of fun. You know.
Excellent. If you when you talk about the name pulp poet, certain writers might come to mind. Who are some of the influences that we might see or hear echoes of in the poetry in your new book, A Note in the Window?
You know, my personal influences run the gamut. You know, one of my first love is always Richard Brautigan. I love him with his short stuff and his short stories and his short books. And then from there, you know, we have guys like Tom Waits and on and on and on, Johnny Cash. You know, my influences aren't only with other writers.
Right.
But I do love, like, William Kennedy, the novelist. I love his stuff. And then, I know this is going to sound odd, but I'm really hooked on L. Ron Hubbard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, people don't realize that, you know, though he is great fame for his background in Scientology, before he was involved with that, he was a pulp writer. He's considered the father of science fiction and a number of other genres in there. He wrote in a ton of different genres. And they're entertaining pieces, you know. They just take you away from your burdens for a little while. And then they don't really complicate your life with a lot of other stuff. You know.
Have you ever gone in a science fiction direction with your own poetry?
Yeah, I've written a couple of pieces that kind of go out there a little bit, because fantasy is one of my big loves, you know. I'm loving the movie scene this summer with all the different fantasies and sci-fi things that are happening, you know, from Harry Potter to Captain America and Cowboys and Aliens and all that stuff. So you can often find me in one of the young people at the theater hanging out, you know.
Excellent. Well, I certainly enjoy those films. I brought my son, Juki, to see Captain America a couple Fridays ago here in the city of Davis. And it's interesting with science fiction or superhero movies, there's room for escapism, as you just talked about, but also the science fiction element is that you're not always limited by the same rules of physics and probability and so forth. So it gives both the director and the screenplay author a chance to break a lot of the rules that most of us have to follow.
Well, sure, you know, and often I get a kick out of it because, you know, as you said, I think you mentioned probability. One of the interesting things is a lot of those probabilities turn out to be on the positive side years later, you know.
Right.
H.G. Wells and all those guys, they really brought a lot of things to the surface that we're still talking about today, and we look up in the sky and go, there he goes, you know.
Well, yeah, and some people say that Star Trek invented the future. Maybe it was Star Wars or Robert Heinlein or, you know, take your pick.
Yeah, there you go.
And here we are catching up.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you bringing a technological element to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour here on KDVS. Sometimes I forget to do that because of the love of poetry that we both share. Let me tell you what, Bill Gaynor, let's take a break from talking about your new book, A Note in the Window, for just a moment. I have to play a public service announcement, and then when we return, we'd love to hear both a poem and a plug. We want to find out where and when we can hear you read from your new book.
Oh, sure.
All right, so we'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. My name is Dr. Andy, and tonight, as you heard earlier, Bob Stanley, the Poet Laureate of Sacramento, will be reading his work at Bistro 33. The last Bistro 33 reading, Poetry Night reading series, is moving over to the John Atsoulis Gallery on 1st and 3rd Thursdays. But tonight, for the last time, Poetry at Bistro 33 with Bob Stanley, Poet Laureate of our nation's favorite state capital, Sacramento. I'll be back with more of Bill Gaynor after this important message. You're listening to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour on KDVS Davis.
The Linux Users Group of Davis, or LUGOD, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting the Linux computer operating system and other open source products as an alternative to expensive, proprietary, and monopolistic software. LUGOD meets in Davis on the first Tuesday and third Monday of each month. For more information, visit LUGOD's website at lugod.org or contact Bill Hendricks at 530-759-1019 or via email at root@lugod.org.
And look out now. Woman, get away from here. How can you face me now?
Those are the piano stylings of none other than Fats Waller. This is from the CD, The Definitive Fats Waller. I chose this one because I've got Lloyd Waldo on the radio show later. I went to go find some of his music and jazz. I don't know what I was thinking looking over there. We'll find out from Lloyd Waldo where one will be able to find his music, and he'll share some examples with us and some poetry. But looking up at the Waldo section of the huge jazz CD collection that we have here at KBS, I found right next to where Lloyd Waldo should be, I found Fats Waller. And what a delightful discovery that was. Hope you're enjoying some of this antique jazz, classic jazz, here on KBS. Bill Gaynor is my guest. He's a co-founder and current board member of the Nevada County Poetry Series. He's also now on second and fourth Wednesdays, organizing poetry readings right in the city of Sacramento, where the action is. If you want Luna's, if you want the Sacramento Poetry Center, then you're going to find great poetry. We'll now add the shine to the mix. Second and fourth Wednesdays with Bill Gaynor. He's the author of a new book called A Note in the Window, and he's going to be headlining a number of events to promote this new book. All right, so Bill Gaynor, we promised a plug and a poem. Why don't we start with the plug? Where are you going to be reading sometime soon if we wanted to meet you in person and find out more about your new book, A Note in the Window?
Yeah, let's start up. It's interesting, you mentioned earlier about the radio scene up here. KVMR, we were supposed to do a little thing there, and we got preempted with National Breastfeeding Month. So that was interesting yesterday. But Saturday I'll be in Toledo, Ohio, reading at a poetry festival put on by a couple of magazines out, Zygott and Mike Coffee and Red Fez, and then back in town on the 14th, I'll be in San Francisco on the radio, KUSF. I co-host down there with Frank Andrick, KUSF in Exile. And then back up this way, I'll be hosting on the 10th at The Shine, two wonderful poets. I'll plug that while I'm here, Trina Grotar and Sandy Thomas. And then back up to Nevada County, I'll be reading here at the Nevada County Poetry Series. It's our annual fundraiser, and that will be August 20th. And then I'm back down to the host of Shine again on the 27th, and that will be Josh Fernandez and Julie Boleyn. So that's just this month. So we've got things going around all over the place.
August is National Poetry Month for you, Bill Gaynor.
I think it just about is, I'll tell you, you know. And I read, Monday night at Sac Poetry Center, we had a ball over there. And then I read up here Saturday night, open for some punk rockers. And I thought, geez, this is going to be an odd mix. And fortunately, they loved us. So that was great. It was a wonderful evening there at a little place called the Tin House out by the fairgrounds. So.
Excellent. Well, we'll have to see how we can get you back to Davis. I really enjoyed the opening act that you provided in Davis, more than a year ago now, I think it was.
I loved it, though.
And we'll see if we can set something up for you. Great. So what's the poem that you want to read first from A Note in the Window, your new book?
I'll do two real short ones here real quick. How's that?
Excellent.
One's called Breakfast with David. My dear friend David Meltzer was up a while back when we were doing some things together, and we went to a outdoor venue and had breakfast. So here's Breakfast with David. It's one of those found poems, too. We can talk about that later. Breakfast with David. The waiter asked if he could take his plate. With the voice of a Zen master, David replied, "I was leaving it for the flies. They look so hungry. Besides, there's so many." And then, how about Hello, Goodbye? This is kind of for the young women out there. Always look back. Always look back. Hello, Goodbye. I much prefer hello, how you been, I've missed you. Goodbye, I'm always the last to turn away. Maybe you haven't noticed. So there you go.
That's great. A couple samples from your new book, A Note in the Window. You mentioned Trina Drotar and Josh Fernandez. These are a couple poets that, for instance, I follow on Facebook, and I think you do as well. Who are some of your other favorites or up-and-coming poets who you always enjoy going to see them read locally?
There's two women right now, young women, that are kind of rocking me a bit that I really enjoy. One of them's from up here, Marilyn Souza. And she really gets, she has some nice stuff, a lot of family stuff, and there's a bit of young woman angst in there. But she does these wonderful story poems that are just, I think she's one to look out for in the future. And then there's a young woman down there in Sacramento area, Janelle Jaconis, I believe is how you pronounce her last name.
Uh-huh.
And she kind of stretches out, does a little bit of experimental stuff, and feels around out there and does some excellent wordplay and stuff. And she's doing some wonderful, wonderful stuff. She also hosts at a venue down there. It's called The Beat, I think is what it is. It's over by the Tower Theater somewhere in there on 17, on the end of 17th. And but anyway, she just does some great, great stuff. There's a lot of young people down in the Sacramento Davis area that are really starting to spread their wings, and I think it's just wonderful. I can't support them enough. And I do love Josh Fernandez's work. I think that he's the guy to watch out for in the future. You know, he's involved in just about every area of writing. You know, his kind of formal education and how he makes his living is through journalism, but
right.
He does stretch out into the arts, and he does quite a bit of poems and reads around, and then I think he's writing some fiction, and he told me he just finished a novel that he's trying to clean up and get out to a publisher someplace. So there are a lot of young people that here that I'm interested in, as well as some of the kind of the veterans, the seasoned writers. You know, there's Neely Tchaikovsky down out of the Bay Area there, and then up here we have a dear friend of mine, Chris Olander, who is he calls himself a bio-poet. He's an environmentalist, and he's strongly involved in that. And he does a lot of things for the Sierra Club and that type of thing, and watershed down there in the Bay Area, those readings down there he's really involved in. But he does some very interesting stuff, and I enjoy his perspective on poetry as well as the way he puts things together. He's very interesting guy, performance poet.
Yeah, I heard him. Oh, let's see. I think it was the day that you and I and others, maybe you were hosting that day over at Lunas.
I think I did. Yeah,
he was on that venue. Yeah, a remarkable poet. He also told some stories, both in and out of his poems, that were delightful to hear.
Yeah,
that was a fun night. James Lee Jobe was there that night as well.
Yes, it was. I love the. I kind of compliment you guys because you guys held the audience all night. Generally, at Luna's audience is kind of transit. They come and go, you know, all evening. And you guys, people found a chair and sat there and listened. It was just wonderful, you guys. You guys caught them, you know.
Well, it was a lot of fun to do.
There you go.
Well, do you have time for one more poem before we let you go, Bill Gaynor?
Yeah, how about a little longer piece or... What's your thought?
Sure, absolutely. As long as it's safe for radio, let's hear it.
It is. That was difficult.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't specify that ahead of time, so I just thought that you'd use some good judgment, if it was possible, with the poems in your new book, A Note in the Window.
There you go. How about one called The Typewriter Years? It's not too long. The Typewriter Years. I enjoy this poem. It's actually a true story. It's for all the poets out there, you know, and yourself included, and the other guests here as well. I've pounded on those things too long. The kids all learn to sleep through the wreckage. Poems written, rewritten, deleted with the crumpling of the evidence and the recycling of nothing. It was to the flames with the mistakes, but only after the crayons took their turn. No help button, only a landlady pounding, the other tenants complaining, too much noise. There's no rest found in the songs of a poet beating his typewriter. Fame, just one postage stamp or a quart of milk away, depending on who was the hungriest and just how long you could wait for the rejection slip. There you go.
That's great.
Thank you.
Well, I really enjoyed that. The name of the book, again, is A Note in the Window. The author is Bill Gaynor. It's available now on Amazon.
Yes.
Or if you run into him, I bet that he would part with a copy.
Oh, sure. And it's going cheaply. I won't mention the price being that it's public radio, but it is very economical. It's a price that if you happen to leave it someplace, you won't miss the loss.
Excellent. Well, Bill Gaynor, it's been a pleasure to speak with you tonight about your poetry. Congratulations on the launch of your new book. And I look forward to seeing you at one of those venues in Sacramento. What time do those readings start at the Shine?
We post them at 7 o'clock, but we go on poet time, so it's about 7:30 that things really get rolling. And we've been getting good audiences and having a lot of fun there. The owner of the joint, Rena, is a wonderful host to have us there, and she has a lot of other events there at that venue as well. So, and it's their first year in business, so they're doing well. They're celebrating that here pretty soon. So if you get the chance, do come by. And
What's the location again?
It's on the corner of 14th and E down there in Sacramento.
All right.
And also, I might mention that as a lot of the venues and poetry readings, we do pull out a lot of featured readers via the open mic readers. So do bring your poems and come down and share.
Excellent. Well, Bill Gaynor, a pleasure as always. Thanks for coming today on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it, and I had an enjoyable experience.
Same here. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. My name is Dr. Andy, and this is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. We'll be back in a moment with Lloyd Waldo.
My, look out there, Ivory. You ready? Well, let's go back and get the down home blues. Look out. Thank you.
KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. Music from the first half of the program has been brought to us by Fats Waller. Fats Waller. These are called the Transcriptions, 1935 and 1939. That last track was Down Home Blues. Great thing about these tracks, they're almost all under 3 minutes, some of them under 2 minutes, which means that they work well between segments on a radio show. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for me to welcome back to this program Lloyd Waldo.
Hi, Andy. Thanks for having me.
Sure, let me turn on your mic.
Well, that would help.
All right.
Okay.
But let me introduce you first. Lloyd Waldo studied at the University of Kent, Canterbury, and here at UC Davis, where, full disclosure, he was one of my students. He earned his degree in English and in music in 2008. At UC Davis, he was an active solo performer, a member of the university chorus, the early music ensemble, the guitar ensemble, and the electronic music ensemble. I knew him back during those years. He would learn a new instrument every other month or so. His compositions and research earned him a music department citation for outstanding work in the field of music theory, and he was a two-time presenter of original research at the UC Davis Undergraduate Research Conference, which I also remember.
And
I think I might have signed something.
A couple times. And Andy forgets to mention I was also a master procrastinator.
Oh, were you?
And I, before major events, I'd usually stay up the whole night and be completely loopy and not remember how the performance or the conference or whatever the event was.
Right. So thank goodness you wrote these things down, or else you wouldn't even know what it is that you accomplished when you're an undergrad here.
No, I wouldn't know where I was.
Well, let me just tell you where you've been recently. You've been living and working in Prague, the capital of the Czech Republic, where you've been an English teacher and a staff writer for Krasnapani, a Czech language culture magazine. Lloyd Waldo spends his free time studying languages, composing music, and traveling on the meager earnings of a teacher and working writer. Tell me what you think of this. The more languages you know, the more likely it'll be that you'll be poor if you're living in Czechoslovakia.
In the Czech Republic, yes.
Okay.
I think that stands to reason. Czech is an extremely hard language, so I've spent 3 years seriously trying to just make myself understood,
right,
in the most basic sense. But the locals really do appreciate it.
I'm sure. And so when you say studying languages, mostly studying Czech, or are you studying other languages as well?
Mostly Czech. I was doing about 3 or 4 hours of sort of intensive lessons a week in Czech, but I also studied Spanish. So for that, I had lessons once or twice a week.
Right.
More for fun, though. And I had some Spanish friends who worked for the embassy there, so it was nice practice.
Excellent. So nice practice, but probably they... English is a lot of cultured people's second language, and that's probably been good for you.
Yeah, very much so. And it provides a lot of work opportunities. I've been working as a high school teacher and also as a private English tutor.
Mm-hmm.
I work with a lot of different city employees and company employees, executives, anywhere from secretaries to office managers.
Excellent.
And a huge range of needs and desires from people. Some people want, you know, this intensive grammar practice, you know, and you teach them your conditionals and your modal verbs and
sure,
your phrasal verb sheets, which is all very tedious. And then some students just want to talk.
They want to converse.
They want to have a break and speak English for a couple hours, which is nearly as good.
It's a nice way to get paid.
Yeah, for them and for me.
Yeah. If I got paid to do this radio show, that's how I'd be making my money, just talking for an hour. Of course, it's been a 10-year volunteer effort.
Well, I always said you were the Ira Glass of UC Davis Radio.
Oh, that's good. I think you're the only person who said that, but I'll gladly take it.
Yeah, but my opinion is, you know,
yeah,
important.
Absolutely. Lloyd Waldo is my guest. He's a musician and a poet and a world traveler. He's back in Davis because he's going to be performing tonight. He'll be opening for Bob Stanley. Bob Stanley is the poet laureate of Sacramento, as many of you know. And Bob Stanley will be reading for the final time at Bistro 33. The Poetry Night reading series is moving over to the John Natsoulis Gallery, which is at 521 First Street, right there at the corners of First and E, across the street from the Quickly Emptying Borders books. So, Lloyd Waldo, you've been learning a lot about languages, but also you've been doing some writing, not only journalism, but writing some poetry, and then you've continued to study music and compose music.
That's right, and given the limitation of my resources, living in sort of a small flat in a foreign country, I focus mainly on electronic composition.
Okay.
So I try to stay as low budget as possible, no expensive keyboards and amps and stuff. I compose almost completely with a mouse, which makes everything 10 times longer, but sometimes 10 times, 5 times more interesting.
You can fit all your instruments in a small apartment in Prague.
Well, in a backpack.
Yeah, there you go. excellent. And tell me a little bit about some of the folks who you studied music with here at UC Davis, and who was most helpful to you?
Well, my biggest influence was Sam Nichols, a lecturer in music theory, and he was originally my guitar teacher. I ended up taking I don't know Avogadro's number of courses with him, probably 15 or 16 different courses. He couldn't get rid of me. I stayed an extra year just to study some more with him.
Yeah,
and I ended up having a senior recital with two other students, Philip Front and Ivy Tran. We called it WTF, Waldo Tran Front.
Excellent.
That was very successful. It was quite a long concert looking back, but. I also studied with Kurt Rohde, the winner of Prix de Rome a couple of years ago, and a very well-known composer with Left Coast Ensemble. He was in San Francisco. And also with Laurie St. Martin, who is the wife of Sam Nichols, a professor of music, in my second year of theory. And she was the first teacher that I had, first sort of semi-private teacher in composition. So I did my first, I would call them serious works with her.
Yeah. Well, I'm big fans of Laurie and Sam, and they seem like great mentors to have encountered while you're here at UC Davis.
They're great. I always say that the quality of teaching here at Davis was always tremendous. You know, you have students who sometimes are of modest abilities like me, or people who are not natural talents, people who aren't getting big. Big grants to go to, wherever, Peabody. I mean, some of them do, I should say.
Yeah.
But, somebody comes in and doesn't know a lot, and they take you seriously, and they allow you to grow. And that's what I experienced here.
Excellent. Well, that's the most you can ask for from a university. Lloyd Waldo is my guest. He's a musician and an author, and he'll be performing tonight, opening for Bob Stanley at Bistro 33, starting at 8:30 p.m. The open mic starts at 9:30. My name is Dr. Andy. This is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more in just a few minutes with Lloyd Waldo here on KDVS 90.3 FM, Davis.
Look out, look out, look out. Is that there? Yes, I'm there.
Is anyone fine? Is this your mind? Is this
and you know I'm sure to be kind of. With those big eyes blazing, how I love to sit and gaze into the eyes of God love me. Every night, why do I take with mine? Cause my dynamite came to mind about me. Oh, Donna, if you want to count on how we don't mind, I'm just to be with God love me. Yes, yes, yes.
That was Fats Waller. And he was sharing with us a tune called Dinah here on KDBS's Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour, where we've talked about some of Lloyd Waldo's travels and his interest in language. But he was primarily a musician when he was here at UC Davis, and he's been working, as he mentioned before, with his laptop, with his now aging 17-inch PowerBook to prepare all sorts of electronic musical pieces. And he has prepared one today to share with all of you. What is this called? And tell us a little bit of the story of the conception, the genesis of this next piece.
This piece is called Reckoner Right, I should say, first off, a lot of the material is not original to me,
mm-hmm.
although the arrangement and all the processing is original, so I like to think of it as an original work.
Sure.
But it started with the release of the stems, which are separate audio tracks for a song which Radiohead made in 2007 called Reckoner,
mm-hmm.
on the In Rainbows album. They released it for a remix competition. I didn't end up entering the competition because I came upon it late.
Yeah.
But for, I would say, 6 months before that, I'd been fascinated by this speech that had been all over YouTube and the news by Jeremiah Wright, the preacher from Obama's old church.
Right.
And, you know, the sort of, you know, goddamn America and then all this stuff. I tried to do a piece with it when I was still here at Davis. And my teacher, Stan Nichols, hated it,
mm-hmm.
And didn't want me to continue working
right.
on it, with just cause. I think he knew that I didn't quite understand what I was doing with it and didn't quite understand where it was going to go. I let that sit for about 6 or 8 months. And I got to Prague, and I was in my first apartment there, and something clicked with the music, the lyrics are about separation of individuals. It says, you know, because we separate like ripples on a blind shore. And I thought, this is perfect. This is a perfect combination. So what you hear is little bits of Wright quoting the Bible and talking about history. There's none of the inflammatory language from the original speech. And I can't say I have much of an opinion on the speech itself or the content. I think it was it was just fascinating to me, the sound of it, the power of his voice and the way he used it and the way he used the rhetoric that he was sort of spewing. So that fascinated me, and I felt like I needed to do something with it. So
right.
This is what I came up with.
Excellent. Well, here's a piece by Lloyd Waldo, and it's called Reckoner Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do the best we can. Lloyd brought his own speakers, so we're going to point the mic right down in that direction. You're listening to KDDS 90.3 FM, David.
Thank you.
KTVS 90.3 FM in Davis, and you are listening to a composition, a collaboration of sorts, with Lloyd Waldo. He's a musician and writer who's here in the studio visiting from the Czech Republic, formerly a Californian, now returning to his Aggie roots. So tell me a little bit more, Lloyd, about the White Reckoner?
Reckoner Wright.
Reckoner Wright. With Reckoner Wright, answer some of the questions that Sam didn't feel were being answered. What were you trying to do, and how well do you feel that you've done it?
Well, I think one of the problems with the piece when I started was that it was the whole speech,
mm-hmm.
and I had just sort of manipulated the sound and combined it with some other sounds, and he didn't feel that I knew what it was about, or he didn't feel that I understood my own feelings about what was being said.
Yeah,
and I think I went in to find the little bits that I found were very resonant, the bits that really stuck out. He had a way of grabbing people with his speech. You know, he starts that speech, you can watch it on YouTube, and he says, that's all I have to say, but let me leave you with one more thing.
Yeah.
And it goes on for 2 minutes, and it's this huge building crescendo. And I thought, oh, it's interesting.
Yeah.
And he says, there he's quoting Psalms, saying, as thou hast been, thou shalt ever will be, thou changest not, there is no shadow of turning in God. Which is quite similar to the sun also riseth.
Right.
You know, one of my favorite little epilogues from Hemingway.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that fascinated me. Later he goes on to talk about the falling of governments and the cycle of history, and that was affecting. I think he maybe was using it for his own, you know, sort of personal reason.
Right.
But it's an effective form of expression.
Excellent. Well, let me tell folks at home, you're listening to KDBS 90.3 FM in Davis. Lloyd Waldo is going to be performing tonight, opening for Bob Stanley at Bistro 33 at 8:30. You may want to come by, for it will be the final poetry night reading at Bistro 33. Lloyd Waldo, we've had a taste of your music. What will you be presenting to listeners at Bistro 33 tonight?
What I was thinking of was reading a couple of articles that I've written for Kalespopani magazine,
mm-hmm.
which is actually, many of my friends in Prague will laugh, but it's a women's magazine.
Uh-huh.
And Kalespopani means lovely lady or lovely ladies, something
mm-hmm.
like that. Which is funny for me. You know, if you know me personally, I'm not exactly a ladies' man.
Yeah.
But I met the editor in chief, Bada Kanizola, about a year and a half ago, and we had sort of a mutual interest in American European culture. One thing I found being an English teacher was that a lot of Europeans, especially a lot of Czechs, don't realize that Americans also have fantasies and sort of delusions about European culture, you know, and idealize it.
Right.
When, you know, many of them idealize American culture or think of Americans as being sort of complacent and overly self-involved, which we can be, I think.
Sure.
And in such a pragmatic culture, they don't sort of imagine themselves as an object of you know, sort of fantasy and delight. So I started writing a series of articles, which is sort of about me, a fictionalized or extreme version of myself, who is naively obsessed with his European dream, and does various ridiculous things, which most of which I've actually done,
yeah.
But not all in one place at one time. You know, in a constant series.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It is.
Well, you've been in the Czech Republic for a few years now. People who know you, people who don't, people who are hearing how eloquent you are in English, why don't you share a few Czech sentences with us?
Oh, now you put me on the spot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Luckily, you can say what you want, and you can say what it means, because
okay,
I won't know.
Now my Czech friends who have seen my posts on Facebook about showing up on the radio with you today,
yeah.
will go back and, you know, and start making fun of me tonight. But luckily, they're all asleep right now. So
excellent.
Okay, one thing my students absolutely love, and I practice it for about a year, because it contains a lot of sounds that we don't have in English.
Mm-hmm.
In Czech, there's a soft R sound, which sounds like, and that took me 18 months to pronounce semi-convincingly.
Yeah.
And often people will still laugh at the sound. It's like not being able to make that sound in Czech is a bit like sounding like a baby.
Yeah.
Which is the way a lot of foreigners sound when they try and speak Czech. So I got this whole phrase, and I'll tell you what it is. It's the and you've heard it before, and
right.
it's the tram and metro announcement series, which every tourist hears and tries to decipher. When I first came to Prague, I couldn't tell where one word started and the next word began. It has no relationship to Latin or to German. It's something totally different.
Right.
So it sounds like this. There's one female and one male announcers for the different tram lines and metro lines, but the guy sounds like this.
Ukončete prosím výstup a nástup, že se zavírají. Přijďte stanice, Hrycárek.
And he's basically saying, please finish your entrances and exits. The doors are closing, and the next station is Hrycárek.
Oh, that's great. Well, yeah, I'm sure your students get a kick out of hearing you say that out loud. It's like when I rap in class, you know, students just don't expect it from me.
Yeah, and I like to surprise my students.
Sure. Well, it's one of the best parts of teaching. Lloyd Waldo is my guest. He is a poet and a musician, and he'll be reading tonight at Bistro 33. He'll be the opening act for Bob Stanley, Sacramento's Poet Laureate, beginning at 8:30 tonight at the Old City Hall building, which for the last 3.5 years or so has been a headquarters for public poetry. This will be the last one. Now the Poetry Night reading series is moving permanently and twice a month, first and third Thursdays, over to the John F. Lewis Gallery. This is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour on KDBS 90.3 FM in Davis. A little bit more Fats Waller, a few more words from Lloyd Waldo, and then the end of the show. Thanks for tuning in to KDVS 90.3 FM, Davis, Sacramento.
And now we latch on to a handful of keys.
Here's a public service announcement from the Internship and Career Center. Are you an engineer or physical science major looking for a job? Need a little help? Come down to the Internship and Career Center located at room 210 South Hall for assistance in AggieTracks, resumes, cover letters, finding jobs online, and prepping for interview questions. Start your quest for the perfect career. Visit icc.ucdavis.edu or call 530-752-2819. For more information. This is Dr. Andy here with Lloyd Waldo. Lloyd, let's hear another example of your music. I hear you've got a two-minute track to share with us.
Yeah, this is a pair of very short tracks.
Great.
And they're sort of impressionist pieces of... the first one is sort of an impression of Paris in August of last year, and the other is Prague a month after that. And they sort of reflect the soundtrack that I would like to have played all over the city.
Excellent. So Lloyd Waldo, writing soundtracks for big European cities. Let's hear some examples.
Original music this afternoon from Lloyd Waldo. He's my guest here in the studio. He's an Aggie. Recently he's been living in the Czech Republic, and tonight he'll be performing at Poetry Night for the last time at Bistro 33, opening for Sacramento Poet Laureate Bob Stanley. We're going to hear this important message from the sponsor of this program, and then we'll say our goodbyes, and perhaps I'll see some of you tonight starting at 8:30. For an evening of poetry.
Well, thanks for having me, Andy.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lloyd. And thanks also to Bill Gaynor for coming on the radio show on the Live Line. Here's an important message from the Doctor's Clinic for Men in Sacramento.
This hour of KDVS programming is brought to you by Doctor's Clinic for Men in Sacramento. Doctor's Clinic for Men assists those unable to perform sexually to their own or partner's satisfaction. Treatments are offered which can resolve both premature ejaculation and erectile dysfunction. Doctors Clinic for Men's medication consists of only FDA-approved agents, and its staff has over 15 years' experience in this area of medicine. Confidential visits are conducted at the California Sutter Building, 28th and J Street in Sacramento. The office can be reached at 916-551-1595 or toll-free at 877-493-8839. On the web at www.doctorsclinicformen.com.
We are just about out of time here on KDBS. I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon. I'm heading over to the farmer's market, as I often do, right after the radio show. Maybe I'll run into you there. If not, perhaps over at Bistro 33 for the last poetry night there before the whole reading series moves over to the John Atsoulis Gallery. Thanks again to Bill Gaynor and to Lloyd Waldo. Stick around, because Cool and Deadly is here, and there is some great music being queued up for your enjoyment. We'll close with Fats Waller, and I'll see you next week for another edition of Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.